We have our final batch of news stories on this part of Chatterbox. City folk are demanding a pub adds more parking spaces. Plans reveal a hospital site is set to be turned into hundreds of homes. And plans are being finalised for the development of the Old Marsh site.
A row has erupted between fed-up city folk and a Wetherspoons pub over parking. Neighbours living near the Whiffler in Boundary Road are calling for the Boozer to add more spaces to its car park. They say its patrons will leave their vehicles on verges along nearby streets if the car park is full. Tim Snelling, who lives on Coronation Street opposite the Boozer, says the parking has become dangerous and he wants double yellow lines and a bigger parking lot at the pub to make the street safer. He said, "We had a meeting with the pub and Wetherspoons bosses to clear and expand the back into a car park, but nothing's happened. 16 spaces is not going to cut it, especially when it gets really busy." The problem started in 2020 when the Whiffler lost 20 parking spaces to make room for the outdoor seating during COVID. The pub has put forward plans to develop the land near the site to provide extra parking, but neighbours say this isn't enough.
The rising number of electric vehicle charge points in Norfolk is growing at a faster rate than the national average. In the space of the past year, 265 extra chargers have been installed in the county, bringing the tally up to 926. That is a 40% increase on the 661 the county had in July last year and exceeds the average UK growth of 27%. The increase comes after a drive by Norfolk County Council to install more chargers across the county as part of its electric vehicle, EV, strategy to encourage uptake of the technology. Working with Blink, the council has installed almost 50 charging points in Norwich streets. Norfolk has been handed nearly £6.5 million from the government's Local Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Fund to provide more points for drivers who do not have off-street parking where they can charge their vehicles. There are now more than 6,200 public charge points in the east of England, with the government set to invest £4.5 billion to make it cheaper and easier for people to own EVs in the UK. Drivers will soon receive discounts of up to £3,750 on new electric cars as part of the government's plans, which also includes a £25 million boost for local authorities to expand access to cheaper at-home charging. The number of public charge points across the UK has hit a record high of more than 82,000.
A master plan which will see a Norfolk hospital site make way for hundreds of homes has been revealed. The Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust is drawing up a planning bid to turn parts of Helsdon Hospital into housing. The embattled Mental Health Trust is looking to sell the original Victorian parts of its headquarters to a developer in the coming months, having deemed them surplus to requirements. As part of this, the organisation is set to lodge an online planning application which sets out designs for the site, with the permission to be sold with the land if permitted. It includes converting several of the former Norfolk County Asylum buildings, which were built in the 1880s, into combination flats and terraced housing.
There are plenty of reasons to go for a walk. It could be to keep fit, enjoy some scenery, or appease the dog. But now there is one more excellent reason to get your steps in each day: planting trees. Created by Norfolk entrepreneurs Keith Mortimer and John Bunting, the Treekly app plants a tree when users walk 5,000 steps in a day. Since its launch in 2021, Treekly has funded the planting of more than 650,000 trees worldwide, from woodland in the UK to mangrove forests in Brazil. The free app now has more than 50,000 users across 190 countries, rewarding people if they do 5,000 a day steps for a total of 20 days in a month. We deliberately set the target to be achievable, said Mr. Mortimer, who lives in Norwich and previously worked in finance for Aviva and RAC. For years, people have believed they need to do 10,000 steps a day, but there is actually a lot of science and research which has found 5,000 steps is the critical level. If we are not moving more than 5,000 steps a day, we are in a sedentary lifestyle state, and the risk of heart disease and cardiovascular diseases significantly increases.
Designs for hundreds of new homes are being finalised for a large city centre development before a formal application is submitted. Zive Capital, owners of the land in Queen's Road, Victoria House, announced it's in the final stages of designing 443 homes replacing the former Marsh building. It added that hopes of submitting the application for the £80 million scheme will be in the coming months. As well as the homes, there will also be around 74 car parking spaces provided and improvements carried out to the underpass in St Stephen's Road. A spokesman for Cavendish on behalf of owner Zive Capital said, "Our team is in the process of finalising our designs for a highly sustainable, mixed-use build-to-rent development at the Victoria House site in consultation with Norwich City Council." During an informal planning briefing at Norwich City Council in December last year, members also raised fears about the lack of affordable housing in the scheme and the height of the new buildings. The development will be largely made up of fully furnished apartment blocks aimed at young professionals, as well as several townhouses, altogether housing nearly 900 people. The site has been empty since the start of 2022 when Marsh announced it was moving staff to its new offices at Broadland Business Park. Demolition of the Marsh building began in September last year before the final section was demolished in January. Shortly after the rubble was cleared in March, part of the site became a car park.
It's time for James and me to say goodbye now and hand over to Carolyn Sayer and Matthew Tucker for the next part of Chatterbox.